believes in Jesus is also meant to be an ambassador of Christ. Now, that's not an easy role. Sometimes being an ambassador requires some tough talk. Other times it's about diplomacy. The question is knowing when to call a spade and when to be more circumspect. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to the program today as we take another look at missional living from a different perspective. And do stick with me because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called When God Speaks, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you hear His voice and receive His power. One of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen as a Christian, and I've seen it a few times, is some guy standing up on a soapbox in a mall or on a street corner, or as I shared a few weeks ago at Saturday morning markets, screaming out the so-called good news of Jesus Christ. Sometimes they're preaching about hell and damnation, and other times there's something esoteric or apparently esoteric to the casual passerby, and sometimes I have absolutely no idea what they're ranting on about. Now, I'm a Christian, and so I'll sometimes stop and see if I can understand where they're coming from, and truly I can't figure out what it is most of the time. But they stand there on their soapbox with a Bible in their hands and surrounded by some pretty tacky placards normally, screaming the gospel at people. Now, do I think that God can use that? Well, sure, He seems to use the foolishness I preach sometimes in people's lives, so why not the guy in the soapbox on the street corner? But do I think that this is the most effective way of dealing with the issue of sharing the good news? Is it the best way to communicate the incredible love of God and the grace of Jesus Christ, the riches available to those who put their faith in Him? Is it the best way to do that? No, not by a long shot. Not by a very long shot. And yet it's easy, so easy for us to imagine that telling people about Jesus, it's kind of like that, that it's about two equal and opposite ideologies, God's and the world's, butting heads and locking horns. Last week, and again this week on the program, we're having a chat about living our lives out as ambassadors of Christ, His emissaries, if you will. If I believe in Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, then one of the things that we have to do with our lives, one of the main things, is to communicate His love, carry His love out into a lost and hurting world. That's what the Apostle Paul said in writing to his dear friends at the church in Corinth way back in the first century. In the letter 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, he writes, "So we are ambassadors of Christ, since God is making His appeal through us." And I guess much of what we chatted about last week had to do with us being ambassadors, looking and being and walking and talking like Jesus. Because if we're going to be His ambassadors, well, we'd better just do that. We'd better look like Him and walk like Him and talk like Him and be like Jesus. Each one in our own way, of course. But unless we do, how can we possibly claim to be His ambassador? How can God make His appeal to this world to be reconciled with Him through someone who looks nothing like Him, who behaves nothing like Him, who talks nothing like Him? Now, that kind of presents us with something of a dilemma, does for me anyhow, because what I see is that sometimes Jesus stood up and berated people. Not too often, granted, but sometimes he did. He called the religious leaders of the day hypocrites, a brood of vipers, and a whole bunch of other things. In fact, it was that attitude towards them that got him crucified. And yet other times, he dealt with people with such tender love and compassion, it almost moves you to tears when you read about those times, like the woman caught in adultery. You can read about her story in John's Gospel chapter 8. I mean, he pretty much put himself between her, this sinner, and the angry mob who wanted to stone her to death. Now, go figure that out. So, how do you reconcile these two things? How do you or I know, if we want to be like Jesus, how to speak into this world the way that He did? When do we speak with tender love? And when do we stand up to be counted, call a spade, no matter who it's going to offend? I guess that's kind of where we're going on the program this week, looking at how, as ambassadors of Christ, we communicate the message, God's message, to a world that sometimes doesn't really want to hear. How do we speak into this world like Jesus did? How do we connect His message of love and forgiveness and a new and abundant life to the needs often desperate needs in the lives of the people around us? Do we call a spade and get right into people's faces like Jesus did sometimes? Or do we speak with compassion and love? And if it's both of those at different times, how do I know, how do you know when to use one and when to use the other? Now, these questions, as you can imagine, are questions that I've mulled over just a bit because most of what I do with my life is I try to communicate God's love with you and with countless other people who need to hear about his love. That's my shtick. That's my gig in life. And whatever your gifts and your abilities are, if you believe in Jesus, in one shape or form, it's your gig too, in your own particular way. Well, as I look at how Jesus communicated, he only got upset, really upset with people on a handful of occasions. In other words, it was the exception rather than the rule. He didn't see his role as God in the flesh as being one half of a shouting match most of the time. And so far as I can see, he reserved his anger for his own people, God's own people, for the people who should have known better, for the people who said they believed in God, for the religious leaders. Have a read of Matthew chapter 23. I'll just read a couple of verses 12 and onwards. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven. You do not go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you cross a sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Or when he went to the temple, John chapter 2, verse 15, making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. The only time he really got stuck in was when he encountered hypocrisy amongst religious people, when they actually held themselves to be clean on the outside, but they were filthy on the inside, when they oppressed the people, when the powerful stood over the weak, when the rich exploited the poor, when the judges were dishonest to the detriment of the ordinary folk. You know, when Christians, at least here in Australia where I live, sometimes stand up to politicians and publicly speak out against injustices and wrongs and decisions being made and laws being passed that just aren't in the interests of common people like you and me, the most frequent response you get from politicians is that Christians don't belong in politics. Keep your nose out of politics. I couldn't disagree more. When we see wrongs and injustices, and can I say, especially when we see those things in the church, especially when we see hypocrisy amongst God's own people, I believe it's time to stand up and to say so. This isn't a clash of ideologies. It's not a slanging match or a shouting match. It's not some irrelevant person standing on a soapbox on the street corner. Because you know something? The truth rings out clear as a bell. Sure, people with vested interests won't like it. Sure, there will be a cost, but God's heart is for justice for the poor and the oppressed. There is such incredible power in the Word of God. Power to be set free from all our failures and foibles. Power to love those around us. Power to become more and more like Jesus. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet. It's called When God Speaks. And with the life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to really apply God's word right into the circumstances you're facing today. Because God's word, man, it's alive and active. Amen. So I'm praying that he'll help you hear his voice more and more through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.